podcast time from XFM. A week of shows and the best of them. Lots of chat and not much tunes for boring legal reasons.
Hello there, welcome to the podcast. This week we've got Jason Manford, he swung by and we talked about this and that. Robin Cooper, check him out. Dominic Cooper. A lot of Coopers, we had Bradley Cooper as well. I'm mainly dealing with Coopers at the moment. It's going to be alphabetical. We're going to get right up to, who's Z? Zainab Badawi? Doesn't really work, does it? That's a first name. Never mind. Tony Bowen as well, the XFM folk hero, he swings by. I'm just going to shut up. I'm going to press play. Just listen to this.
Yes, we are XFM.
Benny Wallace.
It's the marvellous Jason Manford, who's here.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you, Jason?
I'm all right. I'm well.
Good.
Well, it's strangely quiet out in London this morning.
Yeah, why would that be?
No time at all. No time at all.
It's a dodgy day for London. In fact,
wait to get to the safety of the north.
Yeah?
Yeah, we don't have any of this.
It's not been a great day for you, though, Manchester-wise. Let's just drop this music for a second. Now, I'm not a big football guy, right?
No, I'm not
one of those guys. You noticed that. You had to move
it's
a newspaper.
It's always weird. I find it weird, actually, that you don't like football.
Do you?
I'll be honest with you. I don't trust any man who doesn't like football.
Is that right?
There's something weird going on.
This is the first time you told me you don't trust me.
I trust you because I like you, but if I didn't know you, I'd think, I don't know about this guy.
Well, but at the same time, you know, I have to deal with people like you from the opposite spectrum who enjoy all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So what I've done is I've decided, because there was a big thing yesterday and you're in Manchester City.
That's right.
And Manchester United won in the last sort of 30 seconds or something. I'm going to give you all here just a 30-second clock.
Right.
And you can just get out your systems and just talk amongst yourselves. So here's the 30 seconds football thing. Go on then.
Well, I just, it's only friendly, isn't it? Dave knows this.
No, but I'm quite hurt by the whole thing because I see it more of a friendly. I see it as a Manchester derby. It's Manchester City versus Manchester United. And
just get a coffee.
But we didn't really deserve to be 2-0 up in the first place, did we, Jason?
No,
to be quite
those
honest.
Goals come out of nowhere.
Rooney said he taught you a lesson.
Is that my bag? Can you pass
Rooney
my bag?
Well, he did. Taught anyone a lesson.
Their second goal was sublime. I'll give them that. It was a great second goal. Yeah, it was.
Start wrapping up because that was your football chat. Excellent work, everyone. The football chat. So we've done that, we've dealt with it. Let's get back to what's going on. So how are you, Jason? How are you? How's the family? How is work? Because you're going work crazy at the moment.
Yeah, it's gone really busy. I think it just sometimes happens, you know, it all happens in one go. Sometimes you have that moment where you're not working and, like, you know, you get people ringing you up going, do you want to lend some money? Are you all right? Tell you anything? You're
that's
all right?
Nice.
Yeah. And then it just goes mad, and even like your family ring you up and go, all right, stop it now.
Calm it down. Because you've got your an arena tour starting, yes. What, next month?
Yeah, well, the proper tour sort of started about a year ago.
And off then, on tour we go, but now it's, you know, huge venues.
Yeah, and then it's just, you know, you just sort of like mopping up, really. So, all right, what else can I do? And after all the big boys have played the arenas, you're like, I want to do some of those.
Yeah?
They're terrifying, though. They're proper terrifying. Yeah. I have to actually spend 10 minutes backstage just looking through the curtain, just getting used to the amount of people.
And really?
So when I don't first go on, I don't go, blow my neck.
What was the first huge one you did in your stand-up career?
Well, it was an odd one, because I had 3 weeks of, like, charity gigs. They're a good way of sort of getting used to the big venues.
Uh-huh.
You know, so I did, like, Royal Albert Hall for Teenage Cancer Trust, and was like, wow, look at this. And then it was, like, Channel 4 Gala at the O2 a week later. And a week later that, it was Twickenham, 60,000 people for Help the Heroes.
60,000 is quite a few.
Quite a big
group. Maybe 5 years ago, how many people were you playing to?
I did a gig to 12 people, in a preview show in Nokia somewhere, and it went all right.
All right.
More of a chat.
Wouldn't that be nice though, sometimes, you know, because it must be a temptation to sometimes go somewhere where no one knows you, like a different country.
Well, I do that quite a lot, actually. I do, you know, in the sort of warm-ups for the gig, you sort of just turn up at places and hope for the best.
Right.
Because that's the only way you get to know if jokes are funny or not.
Yeah.
So, obviously, if you're preaching to the choir each time and you're just telling people who already like you stuff that you like, they're like, oh, this is funny.
So your tip for comedy is to prepare before going on stage in front of 60,000 people.
That's good,
great advice. Nice, man. That's good stuff.
Picked it. You can prepare in front of people who don't necessarily like you. And if you can make them laugh, then you'll make the people who like you laugh.
Yeah. I want to talk to you about your book as well a little bit.
Okay.
You've written your life story.
Sort of, yeah.
What do you mean, sort of?
Well, I wrote up to a certain point, and then I got bored.
That's a great sign if the person writing the book gets bored. You got to learn to do your press a bit better when it comes to the book.
Consider this the warm-up
that no one's listening to before you go on to like a massive chat show.
Do you know what it is? I wrote the book. I thought, oh, this is all interesting. This is funny. And I got to a point where I sort of started to make it and started to do well. And then all the stories were boring, because all the stories were like, did this gig, that was good, and this other gig, and those people came and laughed, and I got paid some money for this. And I just thought, it's not interesting. So I just sort of stopped it at a certain point and went, right, boom.
Do you miss early mornings? Because you used to present the XFM Breakfast Show in Manchester.
I did, yeah. I used to do a joke about it on stage, which was, when you start getting annoyed at bird song, like the most beautiful sound in all of nature. It's like tweeting and you're going, shut your little weepy mouth. That's when you have to knock it on the head.
XFM. Matt, there's something I wanted to play for you specifically.
Good.
Because I know you're a big fan of a man called The Amazing Paul.
Oh, yes.
Yes, exactly. Do we have any clips to illustrate what The Amazing Paul sounds like? Not the new material. Let's go for the classics. What have we got?
Well, I can tell you, Danny Wallace, he deserves the Medal of the Lord. Praise the guy.
For example,
one day he'll go in heavens for that, because this is amazing. This is happy.
There you go. This is amazing. This is happy. There's a man I walked up to the other day. I was trying to collect some promo stuff where you ask people if they're excited about the show and you're largely told I've never heard of it or no, especially because it hadn't been on at that stage. But when I approached this man, it turned out he was such a massive fan of the show. He thought it was incredible. He listened to it every morning with his wife. When it came to me, he was an enormous fan of me. I could not believe that I'd met this guy who, you know, my number one fan. My demographic appeared to be that man named Paul, who you can find in and around Leicester Square. So, yesterday, I thought I'd approach him again. I spotted him. I fired off the little thing that I record with. I walked up to him, and I thought this would be a terrific treat. Imagine Paul's face when he sees me. His number one hero, Danny Wallace.
Hello, Paul. Do you remember me?
Yes. Hello, I remember you. Of course, it's for the Danny. Danny and the other name is. Oh, Danny. Come on, it's always on my mind. And I, not Danny Lee. Danny something. Danny. What was it? Come on, help me, please.
The Danny Wallace XFM Breakfast Show.
Danny Wallace, is it you?
I am. My name is Danny.
My number one fan.
Oh, the gift that keeps on giving.
Well, he kept on giving for a good 8 or 9 minutes after that with another Amazing Paul amazing monologue. XFM. Hello, it's the all-new XFM Breakfast Show with myself, Danny Wallace, and we've been asking you to confirm yourselves as listeners. Matt, any other facts coming in?
Confirm listener Ellie, a.k.a. Teacher Ellie, sometimes thinks she hates children.
That's an interesting and slightly disturbing fact. Confirm listener Gareth in Earlsfield. I once sat next to Frank Bruno on the Oblivion roller coaster at Alton Towers. He screamed like a tiny girl. Any others?
How does one become a confirmed listener? Who confirms my listening authenticity?
We do, Anonymous. You are now a confirmed listener. Well done. What about Emma? What does confirmed listener Emma say?
Once I had a number two in a river and the police came.
Right, that's a lovely fact. Some facts should be kept private, is what we've learned. But this is hugely exciting, right? Just before I told you that we had started a new category. Well, we didn't. The next person did. The CCL, the confirmed celebrity listener. We had a text come through that said the following. Confirmed listener, Simon Pegg, en route to Shepperton. My knee was once glimpsed on John Craven's news round at an inaugural ceremony involving the Bishop of Gloucester. We wanted to know more. We rang the number. Ladies and gents, please welcome film star, gentleman, a Great Briton, and now a confirmed listener. It's Simon Pegg. Hello, Simon.
Good morning, Danny.
Good morning. How are you? Thank you, first of all, for listening. Thank you even more for texting in, and thank you for coming on the radio now.
That's all right. I get in the car at 6 every morning, and the last half hour of my journey in, I enjoy your new show.
Thank you very much, Simon. That's marvellous to have you very much on board. So your knee was once glimpsed on John Craven's news round with something to do with the Bishop of Gloucester.
True dat.
Break it down down for us. When was this?
It was a very exciting day in 1974, I think. The Bishop of Gloucester was opening part of the cathedral. The TV crews were there. Mm-hmm. It was featured on John Kramer's newsround. I gathered around, and sure enough, towards the end of the segment, my knee protruded into shot.
Excellent.
It really is one of the most exciting things that's ever happened to me.
Do you still have that on a Peg family tape somewhere?
I don't think VHS was even invented then. It was only used by the CIA.
What was your knee wearing at the time? Do you remember? It must have...
Here's the kicker. I was attending the King's School at Gloucester Cathedral, and I was wearing shorts, so it was naked.
Wow. Oh. So it was actually your knee.
It was my full-on knee.
Wow.
I gave full knee that morning.
And right now, Simon, you're in a makeup truck somewhere in Shepparton. Are you allowed to say what you're up to?
I am. I'm filming a film called A Fantastic Fear of Everything. I'm currently being made up by a young lady called Laura. Big shout out.
Big shout out to the Laura Massive.
I have the amazing Sheridan Smith in the chair just down from me, just having a wig put on.
Oh, very nice.
Nice.
We will let you crack on with your day. Simon, thank you so much for getting in touch and for listening.
Not at all, Doug. Congratulations on the show. Thoroughly enjoying it.
Great, man. Thank you very much. See you, Simon. Simon Pegg, everybody. How about that?
The XFM Breakfast Show with Danny Wallace.
XFM. Welcome back. It's the all-new XFM Breakfast Show, and my name's Danny Wallace, and with me, still, the marvellous Dominic Cooper. Dominic, is it all right if we do this thing? Well, James was in recently, James Corden.
He said he was in recently, but he didn't say about the thing.
The thing? No, he kept the thing to himself. Well, you know, whenever we get someone of your status and stature in, we like to do Snap My Pitch Up. Now, you know, I've talked to
you. Excuse me?
Snap My Pitch Up. I've talked to your people.
Thank
We've signed the contract. Everything is fine. I don't know if they filled you in, but it's absolutely fine. We'll get you to sign a few things as well, don't worry.
Are you going to pitch ideas at me?
And you're going to snap them up.
Oh, fantastic. I choose which one I like and want for myself.
That's right. So we had, for example, James. He was very interested in James Corden, the Jordan Warden, where James, it's a 300-parter. James is basically going to be a supervisor for Jordan and just follow her around and stop her from doing almost anything that she wants.
As Jordan's advisor.
James
and
Corden,
we follow
Jordan
him
Warden.
Around watching him, Jordan Warden.
That's right.
James Corden.
That's right. So he's very interested in that. Lots and lots of people involved with you. Here's the first one.
Yeah.
Dominic Cooper, the suitor tutor. So Dominic Cooper tutors ladies' potential suitors in order to give them the best possible chance of success with said ladies. Tips will include shirt choice and exciting swear words to pique a lady's interest. Are you in?
Yeah, hold on. Am I a bit slow?
You're the suitor tutor.
Who am I tutoring and suiting?
It would be like Super Nanny. You know, you'd see Joe Frost Super Nanny.
Okay, so someone
Everyone
comes in.
Say,
who do I have a word with? Someone is it male or female? Does it matter?
There'd be, for example. Well, no, it could be either. It's up to you.
Suitor tutor. So I'm helping people decide on who they're the best suitor for them.
No, I mean to
I don't like this project.
No,
no, okay, no. I quite like it. I could do. I'm sorry. No, I don't not like it. Don't ever not like anything.
Is that your plan? Don't ever not like anything. Like everything.
Yeah.
Dominic Cooper, priest persecutor. Dominic Cooper persecutes priests. This would be a landmark BBC One religion series, possibly Sunday mornings, filmed guerrilla style, right? So like on iPhones and all that kind of stuff. Mainly so that we could distance ourselves from the production should things kick off and any priests.
So I'm responsible for everything.
Yeah, it's essentially happy slapping. But with a religious bent, which is very...
Who's our target audience?
I guess other priests.
Who get enjoyment from seeing other priests being...
Well, it would be fascinating viewing.
It would. And this is the one, I think.
This is the one?
Well, I'm happy. Yeah, I'm happy to do this.
All right.
If you take some responsibility for it, if there's a production team behind it that I'm not... Should I be getting a lot of pleasure from this particular activity?
I condemn it.
You do?
I condemn it. I'm saying that out loud now. But
I think I do as well. Should I not copy immediately to do everything you're doing?
There's
I condemn that
more.
As well, please.
There's one more. Dominic Cooper's pewter scooter. I'll be honest, this was originally for Bradley Cooper. He was very interested when he was on the show.
You're using the same one, but he didn't go for this one.
Well, he was very interested.
Okay.
It turns out he's got a...
Is it something like the same mechanism and unit that I used to get abused for at school when I was young?
What's that?
The thing that picked up turd.
What? I've literally no idea what you're talking about.
You this must is, do. You might remember a... them. Do you not remember those machines? They came out at the same sort of time as the Sinclair C5.
No.
Is that what it was?
I don't know what's going on. I was
the three
in
wheeled electric. Oh, yeah, of course you were. The three-wheeled car was the same as that sort of unit machine that picked up Thingy Bob.
This is a pewter scooter.
Oh, I've misinterpreted what you'd said. A pewter scooter. Okay, good. What does this do?
Well, it's just... That's it, really. It's just... it would just be you and a pewter scooter, and then we could work on the format later, but... Bradley Cooper was interested, but he's got a slight metal allergy.
And what did he go for in the end?
Bradley Cooper went for Bradley Cooper's Starship Troopers.
Oh, I like that. Allergies to metal he had.
A slight allergy to metal, but you're fine in that area.
Absolutely.
Coming soon, Dominic Cooper's pewter scooter. You heard it here first. The Devil's Double
really
is out.
Is.
Doesn't matter, you signed up.
XFM.
Robin is with us. He is the author of The Time Waster Letters, a fantastic book that I enjoy.
Thank you very much.
I enjoy greatly, but not just me, but the cast of Harry Potter, as we were saying.
Oh, they were apparently reading it when they were on that barge.
Yes, yes. Was it a barge or was it film set?
I think the films, the Harry Potter films, I haven't read the book or seen any of the films, and I know little of it, but from what I've garnered, it's over the course of the films, they're building a barge which they're going to explode.
is that really? So they got seven films out of that?
Well, the first film is getting planning permission for it to build a barge. The second one is finding the right port. The third one, it was a disagreement with the port owners who went into administration, because running a port is a very, very expensive and complicated business. You have all the fishing industries that you have to work with and all the different companies. Yeah. Ports can be notoriously difficult to run. Have you ever run a port? It wouldn't be... We could open the phone lines to sort of leading figures in port authorities all around the world. Let's go to our first call. Do we have anyone online?
I don't think Dave's had time to line that up. No.
Maybe we could do a special all about port authorities.
Yeah,
I think for your XFM audience, it would be perfect. The phone line's ringing yet?
No, nothing yet. Matt is currently, you can see Matt is researching the news for later on.
Any news at the moment?
Yes, quite a bit happening today, yeah.
Right. What's happened?
So Paul McCartney is going to police about the phone hacking allegations. He reckons his voicemail messages were hacked.
Who would do that?
Yeah, I know.
Never heard of that before.
It's disgraceful.
No, I think it's best if maybe you focus a little bit more. I don't want to criticise, but I listened to your news report. There was scant reporting about this matter of the port authority, so maybe read up on that. So maybe we could club together with a competition, and we could pay for you to buy a book about the history of ports.
Well, I hope that you can come back and give us more on the history.
Certainly,
of
I mean, is it any way I could sit in the studio and do every single show today on XFM?
Yeah, I'm sure. Right. I'm sure there is. I'll talk to Richard Skinner, who's
Richard
up next.
Richard Skinner's on next.
Yeah. Any facts about Richard?
Well, Richard, of course, his original name was Nigel Montgomery.
Is that right?
Yes, and he used to play back half for Blackpool. He was moved because he had a ligament, not so much an injury, it sort of burst. Yeah. And then he worked for 3 years on the board of W.H. Smith. And he was mainly ordering in sort of lever arts files.
Is that right?
He did very well, actually. He moved to Ryman's.
Skinner has never mentioned this.
Well, he's going to announce today his resignation, and he's moving back to Ryman's. You heard it here first.
You did, and you'll never hear it again. It's almost like our rapid response, make things better sort of unit that we've got. His name is Tony Bowen, ladies and gents. And you are, in a sense, Tony, kind of an XFM folk hero. I'd heard about you. Now we've met you. I was like, we've got to get this guy on. Because you are doing something quite extraordinary in the name of XFM, I would say. And what is that thing?
I am attempting to record all top 1,000 of these songs in your top 1,000 songs of all time.
You certainly are. Here it is, the XFM top 1,000 songs of all time. It's a book, general editor, Mike Walsh, everything's in there. Billy Bragg, Keane, Kasabian. And there's you and an acoustic guitar and a YouTube channel.
Absolutely.
And how far are you into the 1,000 so far?
I'm About 200 songs in so far.
You're 200 songs in already. Yeah. What have been some of the highlights for you? Are there any songs that where you go and you're going, that shouldn't have been in the top 1,000?
There's a few that I thought that it was dubious as to why I was in there. And there was
stay on message, Tony. Yeah. Stay on message.
No.
It was voted by listeners, to be fair. You know, you can't argue with that.
Decided which ones I'm going to put them out as much as I can.
What about any particular highlights for you?
Well, I love Victor's Leon and just some of the more crazy ones like Fatboy Slim and things like that.
So you've been doing Fatboy Slim as well on the acoustic guitar. I want to hear a bit of that. Can you give me a burst of maybe 10, 15 seconds of Fatboy Slim?
We've come a long, long way together. Through the hard times and the good, I have to celebrate you, baby. I have to praise you like I should.
That's the man, Tony Bowen, the XFM legend. That's great. And you mentioned Kings of Leon because you're in a band, aren't you?
Yeah, I've got
One of many bands
that I do things with. I have Kings of Leon tribute band, which is good fun. It's just a great laugh.
It must have, you know, a tribute band, the rule is you have to have a decent name, a pun of some kind.
Yeah, we are the Kins of Leon.
Very good. Good work, Tony Bowen, Kins of Leon. So listen, but why don't you play us one now of your choosing?
Well, let's do Kings of Leon, seeing as...
They've come up. Yeah, why not? So what is it going to be? Introduce it and take it away.
This is Red Morning Light, first album. You know you could have been a wonder, taking any circus to the sky. Take it on a tighter road, or you have to take it on side. Always like it on the cover, duck down between your little sheets. Only had all the fun, you're at the bottom of the chair. Well, I said, now, hey, I'm gonna get a bone, y'all, give it all like a taste. But in the block or the night, to the red bony light. You got your goes a little corner. All night jamming those keys and hanging on just like a sweet sign. Oh, you got a pretty dark face. I hear you floating like a feather, and then they rub it in your face. Oh, and they had all the fun, honey. You're at the bottom of the day. Well, I said, nah, hey, another day to bone, you don't give it all like crazy. And in the block or the night, to the red bony light. Well, I said, now, hey, I'm gonna get it bound, y'all, give it all like a taste, hey. Well, all right. Ow. I said, hey, you're giving all your cinnamon away. I said, hey, keep on giving it away, y'all, giving it away, giving it away. I said, hey, you're giving all your cinnamon away. I said, hey, you're giving all your cinnamon away. Hey, another dead bone, you're giving all like a day, hey. And in the black or the night, to the red mountain light. Well, I said, down my head, hey, another dead bone, you're giving all like a day.
Tony Bowen! Wow! That was great. Thank you so much. That was for you, London.
The XFM Breakfast Show with Danny Wallace.
Look at some of our texts that have been coming in, and some people are already excited about Random Acts of Kindness, which is what we do around this time every day. We had some amazing ones in yesterday. I think at a time where certainly London and other parts of the country really do seem to need them. Phil, what's the nicest thing you've ever done for a stranger?
The nicest thing I've ever done for a stranger actually happened yesterday.
You're kidding me?
No, it actually happened yesterday. Okay. I was in the queue.
Well, this couldn't be going better.
Yeah.
It's almost like... No idea. That was going to go on.
I was in the queue at Sainsbury's, yeah. And I only had some orange juice. Yeah. And there was a woman behind me who had loads of stuff.
Yeah.
I had a bag full of stuff.
Yeah.
And she only had one thing.
Yeah, right? Okay.
And she only had orange juice. And I let her go in front of me.
I see.
So that's the nicest thing I've ever done for a stranger.
That you've ever done?
That I've ever done. I let someone go in front of me in the supermarket queue.
Wow. Do you not think that you really have to look at your life? Like, if that's the best thing you've ever done for anyone,
let someone
go slightly ahead of you in the queue, and you're sitting there with pride in your eyes, chest swollen, kind of just going, this is me, this is what I've done.
Is that not good enough?
It's good. It's certainly good. It's a start.
Right.
But to come out and say, this is the best thing ever.
It's the best thing ever.
I think we need to rename the Nice One Dyson to Come On Kitro. Can we do that? Maybe we'll do that today. Are you up for maybe leaving the studio at some point? And because we weren't going to do this, but now, honestly, if that's the best thing you've ever done in your life,
that's it. That's number one.
Dyson, will you go out with him and come up with some kind of scheme to train Phil up in the way of goodness?
Yeah, I mean, I've been like giving Starburst to news agents. Yeah.
What, news agent to builders?
You didn't know. What? Yeah, yeah. I bought a Starbucks for a news agent.
Wow. Yeah, he did, and he helped some tourists with directions. At which point, the boyfriend of the girl involved got a bit heavy-handed because he thought that Matt was trying to pull her. Lots of other things. That's what we're going to do today.
Come on, Kitro.
Come on, Kitro. We are XFM. Is he on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, you're there. You don't sound happy.
It's raining quite heavily.
It is raining heavily, but look, you're a grown man carrying a balloon. Yeah. I can see you. Can you take a few steps back? It's just a guy. It's just a guy hanging out in Leicester Square with a massive orange good luck balloon. There's nothing weird about this at all. So listen, we need to find someone in your surroundings who perhaps needs a good luck balloon. About 10 feet behind you, if you were to just turn 180 degrees and walk towards, see the doorman there with the hat. He's talking to a man who appears to be some kind of tourist. Perhaps Kitro. Perhaps he's arrived in London. Perhaps. He wasn't expecting to be faced with riots and desolation. Perhaps he is exactly the kind of person who needs a good luck balloon.
Right.
Approach the man.
Okay.
He's approaching the man. He's approaching. Introduce yourself and explain what you're doing with a balloon.
Hi, my name's Phil Kidd from Elides from the XFM Breakfast Show. I'd like to present you with a good luck balloon to welcome you to London on this grey, dreary, rainy day and to just say, hope you can enjoy our city. Would you like the balloon? And it's not going to do anything, it's just an orange good luck balloon.
Suspicious.
You don't have to walk around London with it, you just have to enjoy the balloon and enjoy the sentiments behind the balloon, expressing a good day and good luck generally in life. That's it, that's literally, you just take the balloon and that's it.
You've got the good luck balloon. Well done, Phil Kitro. Please thank that gentleman for us.
Thank you very much for taking the good luck balloon from the XFM Breakfast Show. Okay, see you back as well.
Now walk away. Walk away from the man. There is now just a man standing in Leicester Square in the rain in a pair of shorts. He's been lumbered with a big orange balloon. The doorman is trying to take it off him. Phil, are you still there?
Yeah, shall I go back?
Go back, please. Sort this out. The doorman now has the balloon. That's not good.
Sorry, the balloon is exclusively for the gentleman. The balloon is for the gentleman.
Oh, yeah.
It's for you, sir. It's for you. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, no, the doorman's not having it. The doorman has taken the balloon.
The doorman is now giving...
Yeah, just come back. If I were you. The XFM Breakfast Show with Danny Wallace. There you are. That was the podcast for this week. Don't forget, we'll be back bright and early on Monday and every weekday from 6:30 on XFM. I'll see you next time. Yes, we are XFM. Danny Wallace.